Yes, so we're about to welcome to the show one of the stars of Married at First Sight. Of course, continues Sunday night, 7:30 on Nine. Jake and Beck, the moment they got married. Let's just relive Beck's reaction as Jake was waiting for her.
First impressions weren't quite what I expected. I thought I'd see, you know, this really happy, amazing smile, but I got more of a, ooh, she's hot kind of face.
Piece of
which
meat.
Put me off a little bit. He's looking at me like I am sex on a stick.
100%.
Here he is. Jake, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now,
great intro, that.
We've obviously got so much to talk about, but you and Fev are mates and played footy together.
We did.
He said to Nick and I earlier off air, he said that when you kicked your first goal, he was the first to run up and give you a hug.
Yeah, but just on that, he should have handballed to me about 5 seconds before. He tried to steal the goal himself and he got tackled.
Jake said, handball it, bro. I said, mate, full forwards have never handballed in the history of the game, mate. Get your own footy.
But yes, no, it's very true. He did come up and give me a big bear hug, the big fella.
Me and Eddie Betts.
Yeah, Eddie. Yep.
Yep. Gave him a big cuddle. Said, well done, son.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. What was he like as a teammate?
He was actually really great, Fev. Yeah. Had a lot of fun with him on it, off the field as well. We had some good times, but no.
I didn't often play in the twos, though, so I didn't really hang out with Jack much.
He got me there. He's about right. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about last night. So Beck, things are going, you've been married, we've seen for a couple of days, and you did go in for a kiss. Beck, yes. I mean, what's going on there? And we obviously know there's a lot more to happen, but was that a shock to you? Because you're a handsome man, you're an AFL player. Would that happen often?
First time it's happened. Yes.
It's a bit of a shock, Fev. It was really awkward. There's no doubt about it. I think what you didn't see is that the wedding, we were cutting the cake, we were kissing and everything. It was very normal in that there. So leading into that moment, it wasn't just that kiss at the altar, then there was a gap and then I tried to go a kiss again. We actually kissed a couple of times in between that. So for me, that was a bit of a shock, but... Yeah,
so it looked like it was the first time you went in.
It made for good viewing, didn't it?
Yeah. So. I laid in bed last night and went, Jake, pick the right time, brother.
are you an expert on this?
Yeah, well, you know when to go and when not to go.
Yeah, I know. It's really Look, it was really awkward. And that's about all I can say about it, really.
Like when you're in the bar, that was the time to lean over and go bang.
You reckon?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Should the champagne.
Yeah, I don't know,
little top on.
I don't know. It was...
Should you get Fev into the show as a relationship advice?
Maybe a sexologist. Maybe we should. Maybe we should, the big fella.
I'd be no good at the sexologist. It'd be a quick chat.
And what in terms of the rest of the cast, you all get along? Have you made friendships, like genuine friendships with some of the other guys?
Yeah, I have. Fortunately, there's a lot of people from Melbourne.
Yeah, there is.
So, Patrick and I are really good mates. Him and I hang out quite a lot, which is great.
But Bryce?
Everyone's really, I knew Bryce was coming. It's like a footy club, Fev.
Yeah.
You can't get along with every personality.
No,
mate,
you can't.
Can you?
So he's one of them.
Yeah.
Well,
you just have to wait and see. And I think
did you
Bryce,
punch on with him? He punched on with someone.
you have to wait and see, mate. What happens?
Don't give me that. Tell me.
Yeah, I know. I know you're gonna push me on it and try and get me to say something. But
Now Beck's
wait and
not
see.
Here. Is that so? I'm trying to read because we all don't know what's happening with you guys. But because Bryce came in with Melissa the other day and they looked frosty.
Yeah.
But they were together.
Yeah.
And then Beck's not here, so now I'm trying to read into this.
Yeah, well, she's from Perth, so there's a little thing called border closure at the moment. We're having a bit of a trouble with.
I think we're open.
So
right, okay.
We can't,
if we're open.
If you want to.
They're open.
No. McGowan's got this little rule about 28 days free of a virus, whatever you want to call it. But,
yes.
So logistically, it's a bit of a nightmare.
Going to ask you a personal question, big fella. And I know you will deal with this well, but you spoke about mental health last night, which is very courageous, and you do a lot called the Locker Room, where you go around Australia and you speak to young kids and footy clubs about mental health, which is amazing that you do that, because you had some bad experiences in after footy, which you experienced, and then you don't want other people to go through that. So now you are the CEO of the Locker Room, which is amazing. Yep. So well done to you.
Right.
But when you see something like your ex has come out and written stuff in the paper, how do you deal with that? Because it was pretty brutal on you in the Herald Sun the other day. She's gone whack.
Yeah, she went whack. Look, mate, it's pretty tough, to be honest. It's been a tough week just dealing with that, but it's warranted, Feb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made a massive mistake. I was engaged and I cheated on my fiance.
Yeah.
So it was 18 months ago now. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, I was 12 months separated before I went on the show, and I was thinking that that's plenty of time to move on with my life, and hopefully she was moving on with hers, but it obviously hasn't seemed to be the
No,
be
she the wanted case you to stay in Dubai and melt.
Yes.
That was pretty funny, though.
I know. Look, yeah, it was pretty, yeah, pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
But it was really hard.
Feb, people don't forget that sort of
no,
stuff.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But at least he admits he owns it, mate. Yeah. He's a legend.
Have you had any, like, because you've gone through, because you're an AFL player, you've been in the spotlight to a degree, but this, maths is so intense. Were you aware that would come up? Like, if you had any regrets going, oh, I shouldn't have done this?
No, look, honestly, leading into it, I knew. It's one of the conversations I had with my family leading into it was I knew that that was Big Butchie. And his comment, I'll tell you later what it is.
But, he wouldn't be too happy, I don't reckon, Big Butch.
Look, I wasn't naive, ignorant, walking into it knowing that this wasn't going to come up. But the reality is that, you know, I own it. I made a massive mistake. It was a huge regret. And at the end of the day, it's a long time ago, and I feel like I still deserve to be happy. I still deserve to find someone and
100%.
And live my life. And I wish her the best. And the hardest thing is losing not just her, but her family and everyone around it. So her and I lost a lot of people in our lives. And you know, it's not about me. It's I hurt someone. And at the end of the day, I thought 12 months, you know, separated was long enough for me to make a call in my life to move forward. And unfortunately, these things come up, and I knew it was going to happen. So I just got to roll with it and deal with it and cop it. Really, I can't defend it because it sounds like I'm not taking responsibility.
Mate,
for
you see your personality is just sit back a little bit and you everyone's mate. You just you chip away.
Yeah.
What were the dinner parties like? I'd love to go to one of those dinner parties.
Oh, you would excel at a dinner party,
mate. That'd be brutal. Are they next level?
They really are. They really are. And look, they go for a long time.
Yeah.
So we're there for sometimes we don't leave there till early hours in the morning.
That's a couple of snaps.
It's a couple of beers on the table, mate. But yeah, they are. I think again, mate, we're in an environment where there's at times there's 20 people around dinner table, and you can't get along with everyone.
Nah.
So it is an experiment on people's behavior and personalities.
You're wrapped, you did it?
I am. Yeah, I am. I don't regret it. I certainly don't regret it. There's times, it's the hardest thing emotionally I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
One, because of the relationship, but two, because of other people and personalities, just trying to deal with everything around you. But I certainly don't regret it.
Yeah. Have you got your ring on?
No, it's cleaning. It's in the cleaning. It's getting cleaned at the moment.
You know, the dry cleaners.
Don't even know it's 2 days. It's getting buffed.
Married at First Sight. Return Sunday night, 7:30, Channel 9. Thanks. Lovely to meet you, Jake. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and
having me.
Hopefully we see Beck next time.
You will. No doubt you will. Okay. Yeah, no doubt.